Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wisconsin Sports Daily. Back with you. Summed up by Wendy. Sparky with you. Charlie Usen producing Other Side of the Glass. I'm again out tomorrow. Robbie McAuliffe in for me for just tomorrow. I'll be back on Wednesday. Joining me now, he is the voice of the Memphis Grizzlies. Eric Hasseltine joins us on the Nicolet Law Fan Talk and Text Line. Eric, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
What's up, Sparky?
Long time no talk. I've missed you, so I wanted to catch up.
No one ever other than you, by the way.
That's okay, though. I always like talking with you. So I want to get your thoughts on this Desmond Bain trade. Number one, first off and foremost, did you see it coming?
Wow. I don't want to say I saw it coming. I did think they were going to actively listen to offers for really just about anybody on the roster, including Morant, including Jackson, to see if there was a package out there that allowed them to address some needs, maybe move off a big salary and acquire draft picks in return. Obviously I didn't necessarily expect it to be one of the big three guys here in Memphis, but the offer was honestly just too good. I mean, I get what Orlando's doing. I know their fans are not happy about it from what I've read, but that could just be the, 10 people that like to chirp on the keyboard whenever anything happens. So who knows? But I think for the Grizzlies, it does a lot of things. One, it opens up an opportunity to make more moves because now you've unloaded a $40 million a year contract and unloaded a really good player in that matter. I mean, he earned that contract. Desmond Bane has been a pro's pro ever since he got here. Other than that though, that's going to be a tougher contract to move deadline time. If it doesn't go exactly how you planned this year, or if you have injuries, you need to get somebody in there. That gives you some flexibility because now you have four first round picks, including one in this year's draft, which will lead to a player, which means they could move off some other guys as well. You got two players in return, and I think teams would covet, whether that's Kentavious Caldwell-Pope or Cole Anthony. Someone has a need for them. And, Anthony's interesting because he and Scottie Pippen are very similar. So do you keep both of them on the roster to add some needed depth at that point guard position? Possibly. But you've also got some other things to consider. Jaren Jackson's coming up on an extension. Ja Morant's coming up on an extension. And so you had to figure out some money issues there as well. So didn't necessarily see it coming, but I think the return was so great for the Grizzlies that they just said, we can't turn this down. And in today's day and age, as we've seen this year, pretty much everybody's available.
Well, this is the thing. I mean, so Caldwell Pope, Cole Anthony, fine. First round pick this year, which I believe is 16 and 25. But then you get first round picks in 28, 30, pick swap in 29 with Orlando. But the big one for me is to the 26 next year's draft with the first round pick, which includes a swap from Phoenix or Washington. I mean, that could be a top three pick possibly.
Yeah, that's massive. That's absolutely huge. There's no doubt about that. So you pick swap with a team in Washington potentially that maybe they take big steps forward, maybe they don't. Maybe Phoenix blows it up, maybe they don't. You know, I still think if Phoenix makes a move, and we've heard a lot of the reports that they are looking to, you know, entertain offers for Kevin Durant, and those are reports. We don't know what's going on in their front office, but I still think you have a pretty talented backcourt if Bradley Beal's healthy and Devin Booker's there. But the Washington one's intriguing because they're still a young roster trying to figure it out, so we'll see. So it gives a lot of opportunities for this team to grow moving forward in the future, without a doubt.
Eric Hasseltine, voice of the Memphis Grizzlies here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. My initial response when I saw it was, what the heck are they doing? And then after that, I was like, okay, so what could be the positive on this? The positive could be maybe they're accumulating assets to make a run at Kevin Durant themselves, to put Durant with Ja Morant to try and make a run at this thing.
Could be. I mean, but the problem was that there were reports that they made a run at Kevin Durant at the deadline,
yep,
and he politely declined and said that wasn't a place he wanted to be. So I don't know if that's there. Obviously, there are rumors swirling around the Bucks and Giannis, and those are just rumors. We don't know anything to be true, but there's going to be some interesting moves. I think one of the things that will start setting some dominoes in place will be who is the next head coach of the New York Knicks. That can make a difference. It very well could be former Bucks assistant, former Grizzlies head coach, Taylor Jenkins. He's in the mix. The name is swirled around there. Is that a great fit? I think it would be really good, because I think he gets along very well with his players. He understands how to mix rotations. They play a fun style of basketball. And, you know, they do emphasize defense, but he wants guys to get up and get their looks and get their shots. And in today's day, that's big for players. So that could be something, because he has a relationship with Giannis. It could be he's gotten along with Kevin Durant in the past. I've seen that firsthand. So who knows? And it could be somebody else. Somebody else could get that next job, and then they may have a relationship that I don't know of. So I think that's the first kind of domino to fall. I think who wins the NBA Finals is a big piece as well, because, as you know, Sparky, it's a copycat league. When you start going with teams that are winning titles, well, obviously the Thunder have done it relatively organically. Sure, they acquired Shai Gilgeous-Alexander in a trade for Paul George, where they got a King's ransom in return, but they used their draft picks, and when they didn't have guys in the draft that they were super high on, they moved those draft picks and acquired more. So could they be in the mix if they don't win it to go get one of those guys, package some of their young talent? They could. That's possible. Or if they win it, do teams start following their game plan? Hey, aggressive defenders, super athletic, you know, guards that can get after you that are strong. Cason Wallace, Lou Dort, even Alex Caruso. People don't realize how strong physically Alex Caruso can play on the defensive end, unless you see it up close. And he's just kind of one of those guys. When that trade happened and they're signing of Hartenstein, I went, uh-oh, that's a problem for the West right there. That's a big problem. So people may want to mimic what they did. They may want to mimic what Indiana's done with a lot of interchangeable pieces on the wings, you know, 6'5 to 6'7 guys that can play the perimeters, aggressive guys like TJ McConnell, who was such a great story, the way he worked his way into the league and has stuck around. And, you know, they could be looking to duplicate that. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there, too. I think that's a big piece.
Well, the other part of this is, I mean, nobody around here thinks Giannis is leaving. He's already talking about trying to get back to the finals with the Bucks. But, I mean, from the perspective of the Bucks, you know, there was a report out last week that they're going to try and run this thing back again with relatively kind of the same guys around him and try and be a top six seed. Well, you start looking at the East right now all of a sudden, and you realize that the Celtics appear are going to try to offload some salaries here with Tatum out next year and salary tax implications and so forth. So Drew Holiday may be on the way out. Porzingis may be on the way out. So they're not going to be the same. Knicks are changing coaches. They still don't have one. Don't know what that's going to look like necessarily. Cleveland should be intact at this point. So from the Orlando standpoint, I don't know how. For me, I said at the beginning of the show, I'd be elated if I was the Magic. Yeah, you don't want to give up all those picks. I get it. But you have a lineup of Suggs, Bane, Wagner, Boncaro, and Wendell Carter Jr. You got four guys there in the starting lineup and give you 20 on any given night. I mean, this puts Orlando in the conversation for being a top two, top three team, a top four for sure in the East.
And think if Boston wants to, like you mentioned, a guy like Drew Holiday, a guard like that, they can come in, you're not asking.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Asking him to play huge minutes, but he can defend. That would be a championship-caliber player who's won a title in your locker room. Is actually, I think, won two, right?
Boston so, and Milwaukee, yep.
Yep, and so you bring him into the mix there. And that's kind of, I think, where the Kentavious Caldwell-Pope thing fits for the Grizzlies as well. So maybe they're a team that's actively pursuing a guard in that type of player that could come in and give Suggs some backup minutes. Suggs, who's battled some injuries. Do you have other backup guards there? But their front court is pretty well set, and now their starting two guard is pretty well set. And, you know, people were knocking Desmond Bane a little bit for durability, I heard. And I'm like, that's kind of ridiculous, because what people don't realize was the two seasons ago, not last year, the year before, where the Grizzlies suffered historic injuries and more games missed than any team in NBA history. Dez's injury came on just a freak play. He was attacking for an offensive rebound. The ball came down as he tried to step over it, and a player, he stepped on the ball and rolled his ankle pretty severely. So he was out for, 6 to 8 weeks. That's a long stretch. And then you got to get the ankle back right. So it wasn't anything other than a freak play that happened there. And then an oblique strain, and that clearly affected his shot early in the year. I don't think the guy is not durable. He's built like a, fire hydrant. He's incredibly physically strong. And, that's one of the things he takes a lot of pride in. But his development to be able to score on all three levels can open things up. Wagner can knock it down from the outside. We've seen Boncaro step out there. But he will be their main perimeter threat. Now, if you just race out to him and try to take away the three, he'll blow right by in as a willing passer. He was a very good distributor when he needed to be. And remember, the Grizzlies tried to run him at some backup point guard spot. It wasn't the most successful experiment, but he learned how to get rid of the ball in double team situations. And when you're not asked to run the brunt of the load, you can look a lot better as a passer when you're not the guy facilitating the offense sometimes.
What happened with Taylor Jenkins that they decided to make that move?
That's a great question. I think, it was unfortunate. Taylor's a phenomenal coach. I have a lot of respect for him, not only as a coach, but as a person. We developed a great friendship. I just think, they felt like they were in a spot where in the second half of the season, They weren't playing very good basketball against winning basketball teams. They had some really, really humbling quarters, most notably a 50-point give up to the Indiana Pacers in the first game out of the break. And it just looked like there was some dissension. There was an incident on the sideline with Desmond Bane and Santi Aldama. There was a lot of questions how happy Ja Morant was. After he was let go, the players took onus and said, hey, we put him in a tough position. They were frustrated. The first thing that happened, though, was last offseason, about a year ago, they relieved five of their assistant coaches of their duties and brought in all new guys. And you brought in two guys who did similar things offensively, but in that respect, they were also very different. They wanted to play up-tempo, but Noel Roach was a guy who had a belief that you had five out, you spread it out like soccer, you move the ball around, whereas Tuomas Isalo, who's now the head coach, likes to play with a lot of pace, but likes to use a lot of high pick and roll. They didn't think they were going to get Isalo in the, you know, into the mix as an assistant coach. He ended up coming over, and now you had two guys, and I think there was some questions as to who was really the offensive guy, and I don't think that helped. So there just seemed to be a little confusion on that, and it's unfortunate because I think Taylor did not deserve that. I think Taylor's best coaching performance was not the two division titles he won, nor winning a playoff series against Minnesota. It was the year where they were just remarkably injured, and he still won over 30 games. And so that team shouldn't have won 15 games the way they were constructed. It was a lot of G League guys, and he had Ja Morant, I think, for 8 games and Desmond Bane for like 19. And that's big losses right there. So the people that hold it against them that they only won one playoff series, I think that's unfair too. They've been injured in every playoff series, but the one they won, other than their first one, which was Utah when they were an 8 seed. But against the Warriors, Ja Morant was hurt. And they lost the game on the home floor on a great defensive play by Klay Thompson. And oh, by the way, on that one, if Steph Curry doesn't get hurt, I don't think they're the 2 seed. I think they're the 3 seed anyway. The Warriors were a really, really good team. You go the next year and you lose, you know, Steven Adams and Brandon Clark, you don't have anybody to keep Anthony Davis off the boards. And Taylor held it together. So it was a move that the front office felt like they had to make. I don't get paid to make those decisions. They pay me just to see the game and call the game. But it was a move that I was surprised at, and I wouldn't say upset, but it was one that I was like, wow, I don't know that that's what I would have done. But again, I don't get paid to make those decisions.
Eric Hasseltine, voice of the Memphis Grizzlies, joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. I ask because I will tell you, when that happened, Bucks fans here were like, bring him here, get rid of Doc, because people here already are sick of Doc. We'll go get Taylor Jenkins. Then Mike Malone gets let go by the Nuggets, and Bucks fans again, go get Mike Malone, let's move on from Doc. Meanwhile, the Knicks fire their coach, who gets them to the Eastern Conference Finals in Thibodeau, and then try to steal everybody else's coaches in the league, when I think both of those head coaches would be fine additions to that New York Knicks organization.
Yeah, it's an interesting time for coaches, Sparky. I mean, it's one where the Malone thing, it was almost like Denver said, oh, you think you guys are going to do something groundbreaking? Let's do this. And that was obviously a situation where the coach and GM were not on the same page. I don't know that that was the case here, but I do know that there were a lot of people here that were very surprised by it. I mean, I can vividly remember where I was when the news came across, and I had some plans in the afternoon to meet some people and take my son somewhere to train for baseball. And I said, hey, everybody, I'm going to go into interview mode because my phone just started going crazy. And it was tough because, you know, what people forget is these guys have families. They have kids. They've put down roots. And I know Taylor's family very well. I know his son, you know, was doing really well here at the school he was at, and starting to, you know, become a little young basketball player. And the community loved him, and the family gave to the community. So it's the unfortunate nature of coaching. And when I spoke to Coach about it, I, you know, obviously you pass your condolences and say, hey, I appreciate everything. You know, we're behind you. If you need anything, let us know. And he was more than humble. He says, hey, I appreciate that. I know this is part of the deal. It doesn't make it sting any less, but, you know, heck, there will, you know, there's a plan for me still in the future. We'll just figure out what it is as we move along. And you know, we were all just very supportive of that position because people just look at it from an X's and O's and basketball side. There's a human side to it too. And that's sometimes the tougher pill to swallow.
There he is, Eric Hasseltine, voice of the Memphis Grizzlies, here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Thanks for carving out a couple minutes, man. Appreciate it.
How are my Brewers doing?
Your Brewers are fine. 5-over, went 3-of-4 from the Cardinals, got a flamethrower, and Jacob Mizorowski throwing over 100 miles an hour damn near every pitch. And now the Trader and the Cubs are next at Wrigley Field starting tomorrow. So we'll see how that goes.
Oh, you're going to the Trader card. I love it. Well, look, man, I appreciate you having me on, Sparky, as always. Look forward to talking again real soon, brother.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.